This is The Importance of Turning Around Three Times Before Lying Down. Derek's Perspective. A Teen Wolf Tumblr fic, written by Agent Otter and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is set between chapters 2 and 3 of The Importance of Turning Around Three Times Before Lying Down. It fits in at the end of chapter 2, and also contains spoilers for the story, so if you haven't read the story yet, I'd recommend that first. Derek is completely fucked. He's had a big evening, so there are a lot of different ways for him to be utterly screwed at the moment. His mind's circling around the worst of it, giving a wide berth to the memory of the exact sensation of a windpipe collapsing between his teeth, and the taste of his uncle's blood, and the sound Peter had made, and the wheezing rattle as he died. Derek will have plenty of time to think about that later. We'll probably dream about it endlessly, just another moment to be added to the already steady nightmare rotation of smiles and sex and screaming and the smell of smoke. He's leaving that problem for another time. His immediate situation is a whole different kind of trouble. He's got an ugly green cast constricting his leg, and he's not even sure he can shift back to human while it's on. Laura doesn't know where he is. He hurts everywhere, although he's slowly healing. And he's been forcibly adopted by a completely insane kid who's convinced he's a dog, and who tried to feed him kibble. Derek's had better nights, but his new occupation as a house pet isn't the worst of it either. The actual problem is the 150 pounds of scrawny kid curled up around Derek's body, because he's breathing through his mouth and drooling on the pillow, and Derek still wants to press him into the bed and do things. A lot of things. He's had plenty of time to think about them in detail, since he woke up in the middle of the night, overheated under the bulk of his fur and the warmth of the kid's body. His name is Stiles Stilinski. Derek found it scrawled messily at the top of a sheet of math problems when he'd been left alone in the bedroom. And he's in high school, and he's kind of a dick. And Derek's sort of gone over him. He's pretty sure it's the emotional trauma talking, that it's something not far off from Stockholm Syndrome, because he was hurt, and Stiles took care of him. Or because Stiles put him in a collar and brought him home on a leash. That's got to be the kind of thing that'll make an impression on a guy's vulnerable psyche. But Stiles mumbles to himself in his sleep, random gibberish that means nothing, and his arm is thrown over Derek's side, and sometimes he squirms closer, buries his face into the thick fur at the back of Derek's neck, until he pulls back, gasping for air, without ever waking up. There's hidden muscle beneath his t-shirt that Derek can feel, and he smells like, well, he smells like sweat and Derek's blood, car exhaust, antiseptics, that particular dogs and piss scent of the pet store. He smells like anxiety and elation and hope that Derek's going to inevitably destroy the way he destroys everything else in his life. The way he destroys all the things he wants to keep. In the morning, Derek's probably going to have to figure out how to get out of this. He's going to have to chew the cast off, or give Stiles the slip. He's going to have to find a way back to Laura the rest of their lives, whatever that looks like. He's fucked because he doesn't care about any of that. He's fucked because he wants to stay. He's fucked because Stiles' stale toothpaste breath is warming the back of his neck, and he likes it. Wants it. Wants the sarcasm and the casual touches and even the kibble. On four legs, things are less complicated. He's safe and warm, and a complete stranger is offering to love him wholehearted, without ever needing to know what he is or what he's done. He is, in this exact moment, frighteningly willing to throw his entire life away in exchange for circling 3 times around this boy before falling asleep. The end.